Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom, where we continue our lesson talking about a country music legend.
That's right, we're talking all about Randy Travis. He was a very famous, popular musician who got into the music industry back in the 1980s.
And is still making music despite some difficulties with his health. Many people thought he would never make music again after suffering a stroke, but he's made a comeback.
He sure has. And something interesting we read about yesterday, friends, was that he even has new music now that he has made with the help of AI. I am very curious to learn about that.
Yes. Well, we'll learn a lot more today. Friends, let's jump into it. Our article is, of course, titled Randy Travis. Let's do that now.
Randy Travis. But in 2013, disaster struck as Travis suffered a stroke. 3 days earlier, he had been hospitalized for heart failure, and the stroke was related to his heart problems. The doctor said that he was on the verge of death with less than a 2% chance of surviving.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看名词 disaster, 意思是灾难或是惨事。譬如 without preparation, even a picnic can become a disaster when the weather changes. 如果没有准备，当天气改变时，连野餐都可能变成一场灾难。惯用于 recipe for disaster, 是指导致灾难的做法。譬如Leaving food near the campfire overnight proved a recipe for disaster when animals arrived. 把食物留在萤火旁隔夜就意味着会招来动物酿成灾祸。Disaster 的形容词是 disastrous, 是灾难性的、极糟的。譬如 Heavy rain caused disastrous flooding that destroyed homes and crops across the valley.豪雨引发了灾难性的洪水，摧毁了整个山谷的家园和农作物。
Randy Travis has faced some difficulties. They're not just minor little difficulties, but really big ones.
Yeah, we know they were serious medical problems by disaster struck, this phrase that we see in the first part of our article. Let's read that whole sentence together.
Okay, but in 2013, disaster struck as Travis suffered a stroke.
Okay, to suffer a stroke means to have a sudden medical problem where blood stops reaching the brain.
Exactly. For example,Someone might have suffered a stroke last month, and now they're still learning how to do basic things all over again.
Yeah, suffering a stroke can really have a lot of serious medical problems that follow that stroke. We read here, 3 days earlier, he had been hospitalized for heart failure, and the stroke was related to his heart problems.
Okay, so there's a lot of things happening all at the same time here.3 days before the stroke, he was hospitalized. Now, that verb that we use there means that someone was taken to a hospital for treatment.
Let's use hospitalized in a sentence. She was hospitalized after the accident.
Okay, so he was hospitalized a few days before, and then the stroke that he had afterward was related to those heart problems, or they were connected.With each other.
That's right. That's what the term related to means, friends. It means to be connected with or about something. Here's a way you could use that in a sentence. This book is related to history.
All right, so the stroke was related to his heart problems. The doctors said that he was on the verge of death with less than a 2% chance of surviving.
Oh, when we see this word percent, friends, this means a part of something out of every 100. And of course, 2% is a very small portion.
Yes, 2 out of 100. We often see that word percent in a classroom. The teacher might say, only 50% of the class passed this difficult test.
That's not a very good statistic.
No, not at all. And neither is that 2% chance of survival. The doctors thought he was probably going to pass away.
Yeah, that could be really scary for him and his family. But we know, friends, that he did survive. And what an amazing story to tell that you were only had a 2% chance of surviving.
Yes. Well, what happened after that, we'll find out next. Let's go to the next part of our lesson.
Randy Travis. And when he developed a respiratory infection on top of everything, they encouraged his wife, Mary, to take him off life support. But when Mary went over to her husband, he squeezed her hand and shed a tear, and she knew he wanted to keep fighting to survive.
After the infection spread, the hospital introduced new hygiene rules for all visitors. 感染扩散之后，该医院给所有访客制定了新的卫生规定。Infection 的反义字是在自首加上 D-I-S 变成 disinfection， 意思是消毒或是杀菌。例如 ，Regular disinfection of classrooms became a daily routine during the flu season。流感季节期间，教室的定期消毒成了每日例行公事。Infection 的形容词是infectious， 意思是传染性的或是有感染力的。譬如 Anne's infectious laughter filled the room and made everyone smile instantly. Anne 带有感染力的笑声充满了整个房间，让大家瞬间都笑了。
So Randy Travis had some heart troubles. He suffered a stroke. And that is not all.There's one more thing going on.
Yeah, we learn here in our article that he developed a respiratory infection on top of everything. On top of is a really useful phrase for you to know, friends. This means in addition to. It usually means that you're also dealing with this on top of the other thing.
Yes, it's an extra thing. Here's an example sentence with that phrase.On top of work during the day, she also studies at community college in the evenings.
Okay, so we see here that he had the stroke, and on top of that, he developed this respiratory infection.
Unfortunately, when you spend time in the hospital and your body is weak, it's easy to get other extra sicknesses.
Yeah, infections or things like that. So we read here that they encouraged his wife, Mary, to take him off life support. Now, this is kind of a serious thing.
Yes. So let's talk about that piece by piece. Life support is the specific machines and processes that can help keep someone alive when their bodies can't do it on their own. If you take someone off life support,you decide to stop using those machines and allow the person to pass away.
That's right. So taking someone off life support is a really serious and difficult decision that some people have to make. And we see here that the doctor suggested that his wife do this because his chance of survival was so low.
Right. Sometimes it just seems like they won't be able to make it, and there's no reason to keep them on life support. Well, when Mary went over to her husband, he squeezed her hand and shed a tear.
Wow, he squeezed her hand and shed a tear. If you shed a tear, it just means to cry a little.
right? Like one tear is flowing down your cheek. Here's another example. He shed a tear during the sad movie.
So Garrett, I get the idea here that maybe Randy Travis was not very responsive. Maybe he couldn't talk or communicate how he was feeling here. And so when he squeezed his wife's hands, that showed that he was still present and he was still wanting to fight to survive.
Right. It shows that there is a chance he could get better and that he's not just gone. He's able to respond, just not in a normal way through like talking.
Exactly. So we see here that this difficult decision had to be made, whether or not to take him off of life support. But his wife decided it seemed like he wanted to fight to survive. She knew that when he squeezed her hand and shed a tear.
It is interesting in English when we're talking about diseases like this and someone who's in the hospital, we always use that verb to fight. We're going to fight the sickness. That just means you really want to stay alive and get better, and you don't want to give up.
Yeah, it has to do with your willingness to keep trying. All right, friends, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in just a moment, but first it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? We're on the verge of it. Once, during a long meeting, I was on the verge of falling asleep. My eyes kept doing that slow blink, you know, the one where your brain says, "We're done here," and your dignity says, "Please not now." Let's talk about on the verge of. It means being very close to something happening, like right at the edge. She was on the verge of tears. The team is on the verge of winning the championship. It implies the moment almost happened or is just about to. Now, let's look at a few other expressions with similar structure or feeling. On the brink of means close to something big and something that is often dramatic. The country was on the brink of disaster. On the edge of is near an intense moment or emotion. He was on the edge of giving up. Sometimes this can be literal. The house sits on the edge of a cliff. On the cusp of means right before a significant change, usually positive or transformative. We're on the cusp of a breakthrough. All of these phrases help you express that powerful, almost there moment when something is just about to happen. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Randy Travis. Travis did recover, but he had to learn how to walk again, and he still struggles to speak. And yet, he has been able to go on tour, where he greets fans and his band plays his songs. He even released a music video. Although Travis could not sing the song himself, he had AI use recordings of his earlier songs to make a video with his voice singing the new song. Travis stands out as an example of someone who overcame great challenges through determination and love of life.
Determination, 决心、毅力. 例如, with strong determination, Hannah finished her degree while working two part-time jobs. Hannah 凭着坚定的决心, 一边兼做两份工作,一边完成了学位. 它的动词是 determine, 表示决定或是判定. 譬如, doctors will determine whether the treatment is working after 2 weeks of observation. 医生将在2周的观察期后判断治疗是否有效. Determined的过去分词 determined可以当形容词用, 意思是有决心的、坚定的。譬如, a determined spirit can turn even failure into a learning experience. 坚定的精神能把失败化为学习的经验。今天的 Language Lab 就到这里咯。I'll see you next time.
So Randy Travis and his wife did not give up. He got better. So what does his life look like now? And how is he able to keep performing?
Well, I think we're going to find out here in the next part of our article, Garrett. Let's see how our article is going to finish up today, friends. We read together, Travis did recover.Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this word. What does it mean to recover?
It means you get better after an illness or some other kind of difficulty. It could even be an injury.
Yeah, exactly. You could say she will recover from the surgery soon. Now, we often call this time when someone is recovering their recovery period, or you could say they are going through recovery.
Okay, so Travis did recover, but he had to learn how to walk again, and he still struggles to speak.
Oftentimes, when people have this kind of stroke, it leaves their bodies with permanent damage. They aren't able to do things as easily, or they have to work really hard to learn things again.
Right, so he had difficulty doing these things.For example, you might say, he still struggles to walk after falling down.
Yeah, to struggle to do something means that it's hard to do it or that you need some extra assistance. But we see here something really interesting, friends. We read, and yet he has been able to go on tour.
Okay, to go on tour. We've talked about this idea before.It means you're going to travel to different places and give performances. It's often one place after another, and you're usually doing the same kind of performance in each place.
Exactly. You might travel around from city to city performing. Singers do this, friends, and also certain plays or performances do as well. The singer will go on tour at the beginning of next year.
Okay, so he is able to go on tour.Where he greets fans and his band plays his songs.
Now this is interesting, Garrett, because I see it's called his band. This makes it sound like these people have been performing with him for a while, or that these are the people that he has hired to learn his songs and perform for him.
Now I understand that part of it, but then we see his band plays his songs.Is he playing with them?
This is a really good question. I'm not sure. Let's find out here as we read on. We see here that he even released a music video.
Okay, although Travis could not sing the song himself, he had AI use recordings of his earlier songs to make a video with his voice singing the new song.
Ah, this is a really interesting use of AI. AI, of course, can learn from previous data, and then it is able to use that data to create new things. It sounds like he fed in a lot of past recordings of his voice, so AI could mimic it and have him sing that new song.
Right. It will be interesting to see if other artists do the same,or if people do this with artists who have already passed away.
Yeah, this is a really interesting concept, and it opens up a lot more conversations about using AI to produce music.
But I'm still confused about most of this. We're saying that he wasn't able to sing this song himself, so how is he going on tour?
Well, maybe he's just accompanying everyone on tour. Maybe he's not actually performing. Maybe he makes an appearance on stage or just greets fans. I'm not really sure.
All right. Well, we're not done quite yet. Travis stands out as an example of someone who overcame great challenges through determination and love of life.
We see a really great phrase here that we have to talk about, friends, to stand out as. If you stand out as something, it means that you're clearly better or more noticeable than other people.
Okay, for example, her voice stands out as the best. So Randy stands out as an example. He's a very clear example for others to follow.
Yeah, so what happened was he ran into some challenges with his health, and he overcame them because he had such a love for life. This is a great example for how to come back after difficulties.
So friends, whatever you are going through, whatever challenges you have had, remember this example of Randy Travis. Know that through hard work and determination, you can have a better future as well and continue to impact the people around you.
And if you're curious about classic country music, Randy Travis would be a good example for you to take a listen to. Look up his music online and see if you like it.
Sounds like a good idea. Well, friends, we're not done yet, but right now it's time for today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 less than 加 a 加数字加 percent chance 的用法。Less than 是指少于、不到，后面接 a 加数字加 percent chance 是表示发生的几率不到什么什么 percent， 常见于统计报道或科学说明中。后面接介系词 of。加动名词或名词，说明所发生的事情或情况。例如 ，There is less than a 5% chance of it raining tomorrow. 明天下雨的几率不到5%。
Well, friends, we have come to the end of this lesson, so let's take a look at our talk about it question and see what there is for us to discuss today.We read here, do you think other artists should imitate Travis's use of AI? Why or why not?
I think this is a difficult question. I don't know that I'm a huge fan of it. I guess I'll have to go and listen to this Randy Travis song, but there's something about it that just, it doesn't feel like it's his real music.I think I would rather go back and listen to his older things.
Yeah, I was watching an advertisement the other day, and the advertisement was really good, but I noticed the music in the background really, really matched what the advertisement was trying to say in a way that made me wonder if AI was used to produce the music or at least write the lyrics. And that made me wonder, if it's that noticeable, I wonder ifartists, when they sing their own songs, if people could really feel that something is missing.
Yeah. So what do you think, friends? Do you want to listen to AI music? There's a whole lot of it out there these days, but this is a new thing. Well-known artists using AI to produce new songs that they never actually sang.
I do think it's interesting in Randy Travis's case because he's found a way to still give his fans new music and perform even though he can't physically do it.
That is a good point. What do you think, friends? Make sure you talk about this in English.
Well, friends, that is the end of today's lesson. We're going to have a brand new one for you next time, but that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye! A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times.Cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.